The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So how you doing?
I am awesome. I'm feeling really good today.
Well, you know what? I am too. And I just got a really nice compliment from one of the girls down the hall, Andrea. She said, you know the thing I love about you? You're never grumpy. And I said, thank you so much. But, you know, I think that's...
Everybody gets grumpy.
I do sometimes, but apparently
should we
not...
we ask you about that this morning, Lexi?
Not here. Were you grumpy?
No, I'm not grumpy.
Should we go full disclosure on you today, Lexi?
I'm okay with that. I'm just extremely...
She's really hungover, but she had the best time last night.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was wild.
Well, you know, we didn't go into that, so what did you do?
It was very low key. It was me and Ryan and my friend Callie and one of his guy friends at a very low key bar. We just ordered shots and had pitchers, and it just got a little too crazy. Played pool, and this morning I woke up and I thought
pool
I was
in a long time. We grew up with a pool table in our house. My brothers, and then we had the hillbilly ping pong table because we couldn't afford both. So we had these.
What is a hillbilly ping pong table?
So we had these two boards that were on the side on the wall because it was down in our cellar, and then we would put it on top of the pool table and put the little thing up, you know, the net.
Oh, uh-huh.
But man, we played some ping pong. I'm a pretty darn good ping pong. I used to be. Okay, I'm a little rusty now. I'm not going to be braggadocious and say I'm good because I'm not anymore. But I do have a real ping pong table in my bar, but not a pool table, along with like a basketball pop a shot.
You have your own bar?
Yeah. In my house.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Don't a lot of people?
No.
They don't.
I don't.
Well, the house was built for entertaining. And it's
I'm trying to think where it is because I've been at your house before.
Yeah, but. It's got a concrete counter. It's kind of...
we had a bar.
Yeah. I mean...
Our basement, we had a big big L-shaped bar that my brother built.
I guess if you're into drinking, you have a bar.
Well,
But I'm not.
Well, we had a big family and people just come over. And back in the day, you don't go to bars. Like, you would have family parties and, you know...
You have a bar.
And I'm Irish and Italian. You know, there's always like whiskey and wine.
I'm Irish too, but.
And women.
Yeah.
My brother, I grew up and in every place that I've grown up, as far as the houses that I've lived in, we all had, we had a bar. We had a full service bar.
Well, and it's right by, where it is. It's near the koi pond and then the doors that open up to the pool.
Oh,
so it's kind of like a pool bar. Like when the weather's just right, it's a great place to have a party. It actually is because you can go indoor, outdoor. But I have put the cat.
I do like that about your house. That is a cool feature.
Yeah, it really is because I'm such an outdoor girl. And speaking of bars, though, Danny wants to talk about restaurants.
No, I was just saying this would be a great... No, because Kip and I were talking before the show, and I was talking about...
restaurants.
Well, Robin and I are moving in a couple months, right? Mm-hmm. So she was kind of scoping out... Well, last weekend
scoping
we were...
Scoping out sports bars.
Well, where we're living is right, at the ballpark.
Right.
And the area is like, okay, let's walk around and see how close we are to certain restaurants and stuff like that. And there was... Literally on the other side of the ballpark. Right across the street, there's a beautiful steakhouse. And then there's a sports bar. And I was like going, oh, great, there's my sports bar. So if I decide to want to watch, college football or
multiple
games instead of watching at home, perfect, right there.
Yeah.
It's a block away.
I don't think you're going to be going there much, though.
Well, she kind of checked it out the other day because she had to, nature was calling. So she went in there and let's just put it this way. When she got home that night, she goes, We're not going there. Because basically it was a, I don't know, an R-rated strip joint. And it
was,
you know, you have your restaurants, you have your Hooters, I guess was probably the original, mm-hmm. you know,
restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Then they got the Twin Peaks, the Tight Ends, you know, stuff like that. Well, apparently, Kip, you know what place I'm talking about.
I do. I've been
And
there.
You yeah. took your kid in there and you took him right out.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? we managed to get through a meal, but I thought, we are never coming back here again.
Wow. So how was the food?
Average.
No,
average,
and then, okay. I read a...
But not the girls. Were the girls average? How were the girls?
Well, I would say the girls are very, in terms of hotness, mm-hmm. they would be a bunch of tens walking around.
Well, there you go.
But so I'm walking in there with my two teenage kids. One's a girl, one's a guy, right? My two teenagers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like horrified. I probably should have just turned around and walked out.
Yeah.
And I imagine you were the only family in there, right? Because Robin was saying there was not one female, or there was not one female client in there. It was all, it was all... You know, cheeks.
Well, and you wear a lot of crosses. G-strings. I'm looking at your cross right now. It's so pretty today, your blue one. But you wear a lot of crosses.
Yep.
And, that had to be awkward.
Well, it did just, you know, the women are, they're not even Hooters clad, right? There is not very much clothing on them.
Like what? Like a string bikini top and just, and you said
a G-string? Well, it's kind of like, you see the bra top with kind of a... You know, you might have a button down, but it's like the halter version where you tie it in front. Mm-hmm. And then like jean shorts where your butt cheeks are hanging out.
Kind of like the Daisy Dukes?
Daisy Duke, right? Okay. Think of Daisy Duke.
Right.
And that's what you see. And so like imagine it's a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Well, and my question to you is, you know, I went to a Hooters not too long ago before a Stars game. Yeah. And, you know, there's one just literally, a block away from the AAC Center. And I went in there and had a beer, and it was all families. Mm-hmm. You know, Hooters has really toned it down.
Right?
It really hit.
But
there's so many of those restaurants, as I call them, or as it's termed, there's so many of those, no pun intended, popping up everywhere. And this particular restaurant, I think, I don't think it's a chain. And Robin told me that place, because she used to live in the area, has changed ownership so many times and so many names.
Right, but the style of it has been the same. Consistent.
Has it the same? It was kind of the restaurant type theme.
Each version of that restaurant, the style of the waitresses has been the same.
And what's really kind of disheartening in a way is the area is very... Very fam friendly, and
it is.
And you know, it's next to a ballpark.
Yeah,
next to a ballpark. But what happens?
Yeah, Kip? But there's a lot of single guys at games too.
No. This is a minor league ballpark. And my question to you, Kip, is after a game, family. You know, minor league ballpark. That's where you take the family.
Yeah,
a lot
of
times.
Okay.
Single guys might go to a ball. You know, go to a minor league game, but it's mostly geared toward families because of the price and the activities that go on around minor league baseball.
Right.
That's right next to the stadium, Kip. I imagine there are probably a lot of people that will go to their first baseball game or been there, but they never been to that place. It's like let's go in there and. You know, have a pop for the kids and give them some cheese sticks, and then they go in there and, you know, the kids are walking around with cheese sticks.
Did you just say? Oh, my gosh. Did you refer to a boner as a cheese stick?
God.
But in all honesty, they were
What's your
probably
question,
like,
man? What's your question?
Well, I mean, how can you – there's no zoning laws for – You know, places
strip
like
clubs there.
No, seriously. But I mean, that's about as from what I
have. It's about as close as you can get.
I was just going to say, and what Robin was describing to me is the circular bar, and it was nothing but middle-aged men.
I
just
agree.
Gawking.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why they're going there, right? That's why they're going there. It's not for the food. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. No. Well,
it's for the women.
We should have a place for women. I've joked about this before. And funny, I said boner because I was saying it should be called boners. And
oh, Lord.
But the food would be really good. Yeah. And the guys don't have to be scantily clad. You know, they just
well,
have
no, there
but
are.
I think in general,
there
I mean,
are
while
like that.
While women, we are visual too, it doesn't necessarily stimulate us mm-hmm. sexually as much as it does for guys to women.
Mm-hmm. What's the place, Lexi, that there's a place for guys? And the reason why I'm asking you is you said it before.
Tallywhackers. They closed
Tallywhackers. Yeah. Oh, they did? They closed it down? So that didn't last? But
there's not a...
But that was a...
But it was mainly for the
it was a guy,
gay guys.
Yeah,
right,
but it
yes.
was a guy Hooters.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I just... There's not a market for it like there is for men to, you know, female...
Well, I used to wear a skimpy like little outfit, but not like that when I worked years ago. In fact, Tony Dorsett used to come in.
I think there is a way to be tasteful and present that, but you don't have to go to pornography.
Absolutely.
Level.
Well, before
I'm
going to
bring
break.
I'm going to bring my little dress in here and show it to you sometime. I saved it. It's from the El Capoco Bar from when I first moved here.
Oh, on Greenville Avenue.
Yeah, Greenville Avenue. I was one of the little cocktail waitresses.
Well, before we go to break, real quickly, would you have a problem if your man went into one of those places, you know, before a game or something like that? Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Mm-mm. Because I'm gonna be in a trusting relationship with my guys.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah. I don't even know what to say. Yeah. I think if you get jealous over that, then you need to maybe have some jealousy therapy.
Yeah.
Or something. I
well,
don't know.
It does say more about you and your relationship if you can't trust your guy to go into a place like that. But now, do I think would be healthy to frequent that establishment?
Yeah,
probably not.
But I think that's going too far on the sexism, though, making him wear like a G-string and stuff while they're serving
food. Let's have
food.
An appropriate balance about
it. Yeah, put him in a cute skirt and, you know, dress like an office worker or something.
A Dallas Cowboy cheerleader
outfit.
There you go.
There you go.
Which actually... pretty dang close.
That's right.
To that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? This is Dallas, Texas, and this is One Life Radio. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
like it. What is it?
It's my YouTube.
Ah.
Thank you, Danny.
Which song is this? You're making Kip go into the zone, Danny. She might not be able to perform.
I am going to do perfect. Yeah.
Well, I love what we're talking about today. I really do. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She is a certified high-performance coach with 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. And she's a former professional athlete and mom of 2 teenagers. You can find her on Twitter at KipFit. That's at KipFit. You can find all of our experts at One Life Radio. .com. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device. And we are also now podcasting in many different locations like Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. Or like I said, you can go to our website, OneLifeRadio.com.
And subscribe to our newsletter.
.com. .com. Yeah, to subscribe. Oh my gosh, I love it when I make mistakes. Okay, and so a big shout out to our sponsors, because they really do bring this programming to you, like Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Sun Warrior. And I might add that Squatty Potty, or a tub of the Sun Warrior, like one of their vegan proteins, you take it. Yep. I just made mine. I just had a double shot here from this morning with some matcha powder in there as well. But good. But that would make a great, healthy Father's Day gift. Yeah, instead
true.
Of give him something.
Some Sun Warrior or a Squatty Potty, some crazy water.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it'd make a great gift. And it's very practical as well. So, and men like practicality.
Most men do. That's
they do.
True.
And so that way they can eliminate and eat some good stuff.
Oh. Eliminate.
Properly eliminate. I don't understand why people don't have them yet. Like, I'll ask people and they're like, no, does it really work? I'm like, yes, it does. Or I wouldn't be saying it, you know? So anyway, so get crazy and get yourself a Squatty Potty. Live a little. Okay, get one for your dad for Father's Day. Well, I love what we're talking about today. I think this is such a critical, critical thing to understand. We're talking about social intelligence.
Yep.
Beyond IQ, Beyond Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. He actually wrote the book, Emotional Intelligence, another one of my favorite books. And this is really important because they say that social intelligence and emotional intelligence, which is kind of like the same thing, kind of, sort of, is more important than any kind of intelligence, the ability to communicate.
Well, that's what it is. I think we're taking something that's really very basic and simple and trying to complicate it. So I'm going to be sort of let's narrow this down and really make it applicable to all of you that are listening.
Yeah. So explain to the listeners, if you would please, Kip, what social intelligence is.
Okay. Well, intelligence, or IQ, people have heard of that before. A lot of people have heard of emotional intelligence, or EQ. Well, IQ, intelligence, is largely something you're born with or not. Genetics plays a large part in that. But social intelligence, on the other hand, it can be learned behavior. I think there is some genetic innate mental wiring that plays a part in that. For instance, if you're more extroverted, then the experts who have created this social intelligence quotient, extroverts tend to come across or have more innate development in their social skills. In other words, they can work a room of people they don't know much easier than an introvert can. So someone who's more innately introverted tends to come across more socially awkward.
Well, you need to always have a good recipe for rapport, your pocket, you know, especially in a social situation.
Yes. And for extroverts, that tends to be innately easier than it is for someone like me who is an introvert. I've had to learn that. It's a learned skill for me.
Yeah. Well, so you know, why does this matter so much? Why does it matter?
Well, I think because it is a key to personal success, relational success, career success. You cannot function in this world, and you cannot have a healthy relationship without a sense of maturity in how to communicate and interact with other people, whether you're one-on-one or whether you're in like what we've talked about in sort of a big group type setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, bottom line is it's about success in the various aspects of your life and the various kinds of relationships that you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that this is something that's so important for a lot of different reasons. But you said before we came live that you said that there's some things that you and I would probably agree on. What were they?
Well,
I think this particular subject.
I think we would agree that it's important that we be socially intelligent. In other words, it's important that we be able to carry on a conversation with each other, right? But where maybe we disagree is, you know, I think it's great that he's written a book about it, but I don't think we need all this complicated psychobabble mumbo jumbo about something that's, these are just communication skills. That's really all it is. You know, so there are various key elements to social intelligence that I want to go through and talk about.
Okay.
And just to give people an idea, if they've ever heard of what social intelligence is, let me take something that maybe people in my profession have created this big, like, you need to get really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And let me make it make sense to you.
Okay.
It really is about common sense.
It's just common sense.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get started. What does this article in particular say? It's from Psychology Today. What is social intelligence and why does it matter?
Yeah. So the very first key element to social intelligence is what they call verbal fluency and conversation skills. I mean, again, you can easily spot someone with lots of social intelligence, so to speak, when they walk into a party.
And they can instantly just chat it up.
Right.
Yeah.
They know how to work a room, right? They're highly social. They can carry on conversations with a wide variety of people. They come across very tactful,
mm-hmm.
right? And they express themselves very easily with different types of people. So they call that verbal fluency. They're very fluid with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sense that they're uncomfortable. You don't sense that they don't know what to talk about or how to get someone else talking.
Yeah. And they're good listeners.
Well, that's another part of it. That's another key element is being an effective listener. So somebody who's socially intelligent is a very good listener. The result of that is that the person they're interacting with feels connected mm-hmm. to them.
Right. But you can be a good listener without having social intelligence because you might just be, as you said, like an introvert, a lot of people that just gather information but don't want to put themselves out there for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's confidence, right?
Well, yeah, and I think you touched on something really great there. So an introvert innately is a very good listener. Where they struggle is perhaps getting into a conversation,
mm-hmm.
knowing what to ask the other person and having that be fluid. All right, that's more of a struggle for them, but they are very good at listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter and I were having a little after show, like snack, late lunch at Nordstrom yesterday. She had to go get a gift at Lush for her little friend's birthday party. So we went to the, what's it called up there? I can't think of the name of it. The Bistro, which they changed the name to Brazil. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I was so impressed with my daughter. I was so proud of her. I never said anything. I probably should have. I kind of forgot. But she engaged in a conversation with this waitress, found something in common with her, made, you know, really good eye contact with her, and just made her feel really good. And it just made the whole dinner better. And I think when you're socially intelligent and you just, you know, you engage in conversation and...
Some people really struggle with that. Introverts tend to. They kind of like, they may listen and then there's that awkward silence.
But they
don't know what to do next.
Yeah, and it made our experience so much nicer. And then we went on to, you know, that sparked more conversation. And it was a lovely lunch because of it. And anyway.
So we'll give you more keys to social intelligence when we come back.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Months went by and my wife got big. We were having a child and I got another kid. So I let Jay move in the crib and chill. He had his own room and helped pay the bills. The time had come for baby dolls. It looked like Jay and I couldn't believe. Before my eyes in the delivery room.
Things to make you go.
Today
we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
This is a Sun Warrior Superfood update. The makers of the cleanest vegan plant-based organic protein on the planet just got even more delicious. Now Warrior Blend is available in two brand new flavors, berry and mocha. And as always, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and no artificial colors or sweeteners. It's organic, clean, and delicious. And right now, be the first to try it at sunwarrior.com before it hits stores nationwide. And for a limited time offer, visit sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR to get 20% off. That's sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR. That's sunwarrior.com.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
I love that song, Danny. Heard that in years. You know, my older sisters used to listen to the Beatles a lot. And my brother, my only brother I have that's living, Jerry, was in a band, and they listened to a lot of Beatles and stuff like that. But I haven't heard that song in years. It's just a cute little song.
Yes.
And happy, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. For those of you just now joining us, Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional, and she's a former professional athlete as well. We're talking about social intelligence and why does it matter. So right before we went to break, I'm trying to remember where we were. Can you remember,
Well,
Kip?
We're talking about the key elements of social intelligence, one being some verbal, what we call verbal fluency, conversation skills, being able to work a room or whoever you're engaged with, talking to them, various, you know, we're every single day, right? We have to engage in conversation in different types of settings.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I would love to be an Uber driver just so I could meet a whole bunch of different people and chat it up with them.
And
like, seriously.
That would be a nightmare for me.
Really?
Like, I would never do that unless I was absolutely desperate.
Yeah.
No.
I'm with Kip on that.
I would love
that's
to do that.
That's why I played.
Too.
You know, that's why I played Nowhere Man. Now let's look on the flip side. Mm-mm. Someone who doesn't have a point of view, someone who keeps in, you know, in their house or in their apartment, kind of like their own man cave, doesn't come out, doesn't want to talk, avoids social interaction. He may be, or she, but he may be successful in his career, but his career is
lacking
basically his wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Right, and so the second key we talked about was effective listening, and actually those people Danny just described tend to be great listeners, but they struggle with more of those kind of fluid communication skills with the various people that they meet or the various interactions that they have to have.
And you also have that with people with high intelligence.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, totally, it can be a totally different thing, right? Intelligence, sometimes really uber incredibly smart people
scientists,
are very awkward, you know? Socially.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? They're masterminds as far as
but
that
not,
kind
not,
of it.
Not necessarily always, though. It might just be that they don't have social intelligence. There's all kinds of
and
talent
that's where it
out
become,
there.
There's a difference between intelligence, which is innate, and
right.
then social intelligence, mm-hmm. which I think it's a combination of innate and learned skills.
Right. I was going to say, it's a practice. Like, it's a you know, and it's what you're exposed to, too. What were you going to say, Dan?
Is it kind of like book smart compared to street smart?
Yeah, I think people that are more socially intelligent tend to be more street smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a natural ability to work somebody, so to speak.
Well,
how to change a tire.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Seriously, he might be a rocket scientist or she might be a rocket scientist, but she doesn't know a thing about where to put the gas, or he doesn't know where how to change a tire.
It is more like common sense stuff.
Well, you know, we had Robert Richman on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's the former culture strategist at Zappos.com and manager of Zappos Insights. He's a guy that also created the X-Pill, just off the charts intelligence. He wrote the book, the Culture Blueprint. I just got my copy yesterday, A Guide to Building the High-Performance Workplace. But he talks about, this is kind of related in the sense that stress is for amateurs, that great leaders take care of themselves so they may take care of others. You hear it every time you take a flight, secure your own oxygen mask before you help your child. And so, of course, the reason behind this is that you don't pass out and die if you're trying to help someone. And if we do not engage in self-care, then we are forcing someone else to take care of us. And in some cases, it could be your team. And that's when it becomes a drain on the system itself. But I thought about you, Kip, because he goes on to talk about learn what makes you tick and how you operate best so that you can take care of your needs. Tools like the Myers-Briggs personality type indicator test, which of course you do, says, but however, do not fall in the trap of being obsessed with your self-exploration. The ideal is to learn fast, primarily by your own experience, and then commit to tolerating near zero levels of stress. But I thought it was interesting that that's, you know, his guide to a high-performance workplace is the Myers-Briggs. And you know it's social intelligence, too, because in order to be greatly successful like him, he's an incredible communicator as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's very true. So how I use the MBTI is to help people gain that self-awareness, right? And once they see the results of it, and then I go, okay, here are the strengths, here are the weaknesses, given what your goals and objectives are. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, like I've had a number of great athletes, including an NFL running back, who he played for 3 years in the NFL, sat out a year and was like, you know, I still got miles in my legs, but, you know, nothing's happening. So he did the assessment. Turns out of the 16 brain codes, he had the least communicative brain code that there is. So part of his plan was to really work on those communication skills, put himself out there, call people, let people know, including agent, teammates, former coaches, that he's still out there and available, and he wasn't doing that, right? Within 4 months, he had a contract to play. Mm-hmm. He went on to play 3 more years.
You just answered a question I had. Can you change your social intelligence? Kind of like when you get older, it's harder for us. Like me right now in my 50s, I am not going to learn Spanish or French.
Why not? But, you could if you wanted to.
You
but
could.
It wouldn't come as easy as if it were, if I was younger, if
anything,
I was in my teens.
But anything
that's
worth
true.
Having is never easy.
No, but what I'm asking Kip, the question is that same as your social intelligence or your social skills? If you're set in your ways for 40-some-odd years and someone, you finally realize, oh, this is what I need to do.
It's hindering
it's
me.
It's still really tough. Mm-hmm. Or it's tougher than if you were in your teens, right?
Well, it's tougher. As adults, we have to be more mindful about it. But what we've learned about neuroplasticity of the brain is that with intention, being mindful, we've heard those terms before, you can change. Yes, you have to be more adamant about it and more consistent with it. But just like he, you know, the running back that I was talking about, he absolutely got aggressive and did that. And he actually was team captain for 2 of the 3 more years that he played, which I was like, phenomenal.
There's a risk reward there. There is. You know, you put yourself out there. But, you know, like I said, even that little lunch yesterday with my daughter, it was so much more enjoyable once we got to know the waitress and engaged in this really lovely conversation with her. You know, it really, really was. And so you do get a reward for the effort, but it is a practice. At the end of the day, people, I think you have to stretch yourself no matter what it is if you want to achieve a great level or a high level of success on anything that you do.
Well, how important is heredity. Your father and mother were happy-go-lucky people. More than likely, you'll be happy-go-lucky person, or is
no,
it?
No, not necessarily.
Or is it the complete opposite?
That's not the apple falling from the tree.
No, it's not. I mean, I believe so genetically, and this is, you know, the MBTI is a great place to get that self-awareness. Like, my mom and I are totally opposite. Mm-hmm. My mom was president of this, really extroverted. Her social calendar is more engaged than mine will ever be, mm-hmm. just because she prefers that. And as I grew up, she thought something was wrong with me because, like, people weren't calling me. I wasn't invited to this. I didn't mm-hmm. want to be president of that. I didn't
want
to
get... just because she loved you and worried about you.
But she had this norm that was norm for her. Mm-hmm. But as a very introverted person, that wasn't... That created anxiety for me.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, I saw how that hindered me personally and professionally. So I began to intentionally put myself in places that generated anxiety, but I had to learn to be more social mm-hmm. and work a room and be able to do all that kind of stuff.
So you tinkered with your wiring.
I did, absolutely. Well, people think I'm extroverted. When I tell them I'm not, they're like, really?
You've become more extroverted from hanging around with me, for sure. Seriously, I'm serious. I'll pull you up. I have. We've been on the air together almost 6 years. August the 9th will be our 6-year anniversary of actually starting the show. You didn't come on like right away, but pretty darn close. But but seriously, when you and I first met, you weren't that friendly sometimes. I'm just saying.
I think that's where introverts get. There is a lot of misunstanding
There's
of
a
introverts.
Stigma, right?
There is a stigma that if I'm quiet, that I'm either stuck up. Or that I'm not, like, I'm angry or mad about something, and that's totally not the case.
Right. What's wrong?
But I'm like, nothing's wrong. What, like, what? But
well, why are you
there
quiet?
Is a lack of awareness that my lack of engagement is being perceived in the incorrect way.
Well, and our
introverts all have to work on that.
Our friendship has grown, and of course we have trust between us now. And I don't think it initially.
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
No, I'm asking Kip, are you okay?
I'm absolutely okay.
Well, what's wrong?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
Are you mad?
Are you mad at me?
Are you mad
what
at me?
What are you
me?
Mad
I
at? I'm like,
oh, I hate
I'm,
that.
I'm not mad. I'm mad now that you had to ask
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Thank you very much. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. More with the social intelligence and why it does matter at One Life Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you sure? You sure you're okay?
I'm sure.
I am.
Okay.
Really? Sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. They get a parking violation and a maggot on your...
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Spring is the season for weddings and celebrations. After you choose the flowers and the food, don't forget the lights. Add them to your tables, wrap the trees, and light the walls with curtain lights. Use classic white or pick a color. The choice is yours. Find the lights to make your celebration sparkle at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kib Watson. She's a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional, and all I want to do is dance right now.
This is a really fast two-step, you know? Let's go.
I know.
I think I'm going two-stepping on Saturday night.
Are you?
It's been years since.
Okay, we need to have a two-stepping party, but you know,
I think so.
I'm going to actually start packing. I'm getting a 9mm, and I'm going to start carrying it on my hip.
He associated that with packing.
Well. I'm going to start packing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about being a cowgirl. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his social intelligence when it comes to what she just said.
Well, I'm going to be a cowgirl.
Well, I put myself out there, okay?
Understanding what makes other people tick.
Okay, well, so you
there
have to have
another key to social intelligence.
Well, that's why they call it a radio personality, because you have to have a personality. So, yeah, I am going to do that. So I put it out there.
Well, so
I've carried a gun for years, but I'm just going to start doing it in a slicker way. That's
why?
All. To protect myself.
Okay.
Because I wear dresses all the time. You'd never know it's going to be on my thigh.
But why?
I want to see you in a pair of jeans. I'm just curious.
No,
sure.
I don't think I've ever seen you in jeans.
No. I used to wear jeans all the time. I've got like 100 pair of old jeans.
A pair of jeans one day.
I wear jeans in the winter.
No.
You know why? I feel like I'm in a trap when I'm in pants. Like, I just feel like I'm in a trap. They're suffocating. I like my legs free. I just do.
Like to feel
all
the
right.
breeze.
Well, understanding what makes other people tick. We know exactly what makes Bernadette tick.
Dresses and
you know,
guns.
Seriously, dresses, what about that? What about
guns?
What about trends?
Being a cowgirl.
Sex.
What about
wine?
What about trends? What about fashion? Does that say something about someone's personality?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Sure. You know someone who's more, I guess, functional and sort of plays by the rules and plays it safe and doesn't really care versus someone who's creative, inspirational, you know, more what I would say head in the clouds type of person.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
That would be me too. I love fashion.
Well,
like
I
love it.
Well, you know, here's a good example.
That's why I wear so many dresses. Sorry.
Well, here's a good example.
Danny
Robin
too. He
went
loves
to
dresses.
Robin went to Seattle. I took her to the airport yesterday. And she texts me going, oh my gosh, you know exactly what plane is going to Seattle because of how they dress.
Oh, how they're dressed.
You know,
the gray,
the black, the Birkenstocks, the stocking hats, the jeans, you know, the flannel. Yeah. It is, and it's so true. Like when I go home to the Midwest up into Wisconsin, it's a different
it is
style.
Different. Yeah, when I go home to Ohio,
absolutely.
It's different.
And they do dress for comfort. You know how you hate your man to go, why are you wearing those? And his reply is, they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. You hate that. Guaranteed, right? You hate that.
I don't know. What's the question?
That you wear for comfort versus...
Yeah.
Who, me?
No, guys. Because some guys will wear... Now, granted, I'm not walking around in socks and in shower shoes, which seems to be the fashion for, you know, some douches out there, but...
California look.
But, you know, it is true. Up in the Midwest, mm-hmm. people do... It's not that they don't care what they look like. But they do dress for comfort and
well,
not
they're just
for
more practical.
Other people.
People in the Midwest are very practical. They live within their means.
But
Dallas is a big city. It's very, you know, I don't know. And the weather's so beautiful here.
But does that say something about your personality, Kip?
Well, yes, because here, so my dad, who has been in the Midwest for, you know, a lifetime mm-hmm. now, even though he grew up in Texas, he dresses so different than, I guess you would say, most typical Midwestern men, as you described. Mm-hmm. So as he was meeting my daughter and I at that Starbucks last week, he shows up in a very loud, colorful shirt.
Really?
And my daughter was like, wow, Grandpa. You know, that's quite a shirt. And I was like, you haven't seen nothing. Like, he used to show up at the golf course with bright green, Kelly green pants.
Well, that's acceptable on the golf course,
bright red pants and a matching headband, you know. And he had these, but, you know, now he's 78. Mm-hmm. And he had these really high fashion kind of horn-rimmed mm-hmm. glasses and this bright checkered shirt, and he was very fashionable.
Yeah.
But he's always cared about that.
Yeah.
Like,
I do too.
He was the one I went shopping with, not my mom.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I love fashion. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I think it's beautiful. It's like art.
Well, I think it's a part of when we're talking about social intelligence, being comfortable in your own skin.
Right.
So showing up to different situations, mm-hmm. relational interactions with that sense of self-efficacy or confidence yeah. in who you are and what you're about.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And I think that you probably would perform better socially, as you're saying. That's what you're implying, right? When you're comfortable.
Well, yeah. Like,
your
I appearance. Know when I go do workshops for the Positive Coaching Alliance, like, mm-hmm. I have to wear this polo shirt, and I hate it.
Why do you have to wear a polo shirt?
Well, it's because it's the uniform, right? But I'm like, ugh. Well, then they gave me this pullover that I like a whole lot better. And I feel so much more confident in that. I don't like dressing in very sort of classic, like, polo shirts and khakis. I would never be comfortable in that.
You know,
that would drive me crazy.
And I'm a firm believer.
That would drive me crazy.
And I'm a firm believer when it comes to sports. You look good, you play good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'd be out on that positive. I would never wear khakis in a polo shirt.
I can't do it.
I'm not doing it.
But even if
maybe
it's
I'd
the uniform?
Maybe I make a custom little skirt
or
jumper.
Well, I don't wear the khakis. I wear the polo shirt because I have to. But,
yeah.
But now I
worked
have a pullover
at Target.
I can wear.
I wore red and
khakis. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's the uniform.
Those were the days.
That would be fun to wear.
And a red shirt.
Oh, Target.
It's like a second home for me.
I would love, me too. I love Target. And I would love to work there just so I get to talk to all different kinds of people.
People are not nice.
I would want to stock the shelves. That would be what I would want to do.
Yeah. You know, speaking of uniforms, and I will say this. I went to my first of all, I mean, how long has it been, In-N-Out's been around? I went to my first In-N-Out this past weekend,
really?
Right? And I was really, I noticed the client or the people working were all probably high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were all extremely nice and cordial, which you don't necessarily mm-hmm. see a lot with the, you know, with the high school crowd now. But they had to wear those uniforms. I would think that, and I made the remark going, God, if I had to wear that uniform, I would just, or if I would see that I have to wear a uniform like that, I'd quit. But I was really pleasantly, not surprised, but it was pleasant to see mm-hmm. kids really taking their job, you know, seriously, and being pleasant, and they all seemed like having fun.
That gives me hope for the future.
It did. No, I mean, because they do have, and it's kind of a cool uniform because it's kind of the throwback from the 50s,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's like, you don't see that often where the uniform is usually just a polo shirt, correct?
Right. Yeah, I wore
you know, where it's Taco Bell or McDonald's, but they had to wear the hat,
same,
you know, it's all
shirt.
White. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I wore a polo shirt for many, many years with Pizza Patrol and Wingstop, you know, our uniform, whatever the uniform was, and I would switch shirts, you know, and we would go from one to the other, but I wasn't crazy about it, but I didn't even really think about it, because when you're focused on your job and just doing a good job, it doesn't matter so much.
Well, making a first impression is part of social intelligence, right?
Absolutely.
And you need to fit in with the environment that mm-hmm. you're trying to impress, so to speak. You don't have to be fake or not yourself, but you need to represent yourself and have a first good impression.
Well, for the people that don't have very good social intelligence, how can they develop the skill?
Great question. So it does take effort. It does take some hard work, like we've talked about. You really have to begin by paying more attention to the social environment around you. If you are more of an introvert, then you need to work on being a better speaker and engaging people in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try things like networking organizations to work on that. Yes, You may have some anxiety as you do these things, but it will get better as you practice them. Join such things like Toastmasters, right? That's a good place to get that kind of experience and work on your communication skills. Or maybe you're more extroverted and you got to work on being an effective listener.
Yeah.
Right? You got to shut up and listen.
Yeah, and not talk so much. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or how about the athletic clubs like softball or bowling or, you know, far as clubs.
Out there. Yeah.
All right.
Do some of those things.
Do it. Just get out there and do it. Practice makes perfect on everything. Thank you so much, Kip, for being with us today. It was a lot of fun. We always love doing the show.
You
I hope
use
you
use it as a slogan. Just do it. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, it's been taken.
Oh. Dang. You cornball, Dan the man. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and chat it up with someone.
And just do it.